Welcome to Growing the Valley. I'm one of your hosts, Phoebe Gordon.
And I'm your other host, Luke Milliron.
Hi, listeners. Phoebe and I are very interested in learning what you think about the podcast and hearing any suggestions you may have so we can improve what we're doing. You can find the survey at ucanr.edu/podcast survey. Participation is voluntary, everything will be anonymous, and you can stop taking the survey at any time. We will be sharing the results in a future episode, and the results might go into other extension or scientific articles. Again, the survey is at ucanr.edu/podcast survey. Taking the survey would really help us, and thanks in advance. Before departing the University of California, David Dahl sat down with me to discuss fertilizing young almond orchards. To learn about fertilizing young almond orchards that have undergone whole orchard recycling, listen to the episode with May Columber and Brent Holtz that we link to in the show notes. The following is not a fertilizer recommendation, merely a discussion of research results.
So David, you've been doing some work on young almond tree fertilization because can kind of be a black box. Growers want to get off to a good start when they plant almonds and they may not know how much to fertilize. So before you did any research in this area, what was kind of the thinking from the University of California?
Now, one thing before we start talking about nitrogen, what I have found in all my studies, the best fertilizer for a young tree is proper amounts of water. Keeping the tree without stress is going to be maximizing growth more than any fertilizer program that's associated with young trees. There was a lot of information out there that necessarily wasn't really based on, I would say, research trials. Some people thought initially you only needed an ounce of nitrogen for the whole first year. Meanwhile, we're having farmers who are applying 4 to 5 ounces per tree and seeing greater growth responses. So there was just kind of this idea that observation was indicating that the information that was initially believed to be true wasn't true for maximizing young tree growth, which we know if we get them off to a good start, then the second and third year is only larger, and of course, larger yields at the third leaf. Now, there was some research data that was done, and this was performed by John Edstrom up at the Nichols Field Station. To tell the truth, when I started off in doing this work, I wasn't even aware of it until I had a conversation with John Edstrom, our former advisor up in Colusa County. And he did something very similar to what I did. He essentially established a rate trial, and he looked at how much nitrogen it took to maximize or optimize tree growth in that first year. And he found that it was somewhere between 3 to 4 ounces of actual nitrogen per tree. Interestingly, that's what we found with our studies in Merced. So we set up replicated studies on very sandy soil with very low residual nitrate in the soil. And we applied everything the tree received in regards to nitrate. When I say very low, it was very, very close to being non-detectable soil levels, 2 to 3 ppm, within the first couple inches that we're looking at. So in those cases, we set up a rate where we applied 0, 1, 2, 4, and 8 ounces of nitrogen per tree. These were spread over multiple applications through the season, 6 applications. And we found that growth peaked out somewhere around 4 ounces of actual nitrogen per tree. And that gave us some comfort when this started matching or was similar to the results that John Edstrom did in another part of the state. And so that kind of brought us back around that, yes, we do need more than a single ounce of nitrogen per tree per year, especially in the first year. And we should be looking at multiple applications of nitrogen through that first year to keep that residual nitrate a little bit higher in the root zone at a low enough rate that we're not risking leaf burn from nitrate uptake. So that brings back to, I think, where that old saying, and this is actually by Wilbur Real, a farm advisor in Yolo County, who always said, an ounce of actual nitrogen for the age of the tree. And that's where that 1 ounce for the first leaf came from. But it appeared that probably that might be a little bit more based on the fact that we need not exceeding 1 ounce of nitrogen per application to those trees. So if we're looking to target 4 ounces of actual nitrogen per tree, that puts us around 4 applications of 1 ounce. Now, timing has value on this. It appears we want to put this nitrogen out earlier in the season. So, of course, we want to make sure that the root zone is dried out a little bit so we're not over-irrigating these young trees. But we'll start that application and pretty much on every 3 to 4 week basis, putting out an ounce of nitrogen is what we're trying to see. What we're seeing to kind of optimize tree vigor and growth. And this is different than applying this nitrogen in, let's say, every 6 weeks where it extends into the fall. I just didn't see a lot of added benefit from later applications in a second study where we applied the same amount and we timed it at different times of the season. It seemed to provide us with the greatest growth response when we finished up our nitrogen applications by about midsummer. And putting on nitrogen in August and September didn't really seem to do much in returns to providing a growth response. And this is probably due to just tree growth is slowing down at that time of the year and has days are getting shorter, transpiration rates are getting less, and so on. Now, the reason we say ounces of nitrogen per tree is because densities are always changing. So to give you a little bit of an idea, if you're looking at, let's say, 18 by 22, which is a wide spacing, and that's roughly 110 trees per acre, versus 14 by 22, which is 141 trees per acre, if you're putting out 4 ounces of nitrogen, actual nitrogen per tree, not fertilizer, but actual nitrogen, for that 110 tree per acre spacing, that's 28 pounds per acre, versus the 141, that's 35 pounds per acre. And there's a difference there, and that's why it's important to keep that kind of in mind as we talk about nitrogen per tree as the trees are developing. Once we start producing, and we're producing on a per acre basis, and that orchard's now functioning as an acre unit instead of an individual tree unit, then we start looking at pounds per acre to match what's being removed in tree growth requirements. So I always tend to get this question. People say, you're nuts. 4 ounces of nitrogen, I get more growth if I apply more. And there is some truth to that. And a lot of that's tied to the irrigation system. So when you look at an irrigation system, let's say a double-line drip system or even a micro-sprinkler system, most of that water applied, especially in the very beginning, is not applied on target. So half of the drip system, if not more, the emitters aren't even reaching the roots of the trees. A micro-sprinkler, half the pattern's not even touching the base of the tree, and that nitrogen's going into the middle of the row. So in many cases, our inefficiency of application of nitrogen is very high. Or the other way of flipping that is our efficiency of nitrogen is very low with young trees. And that's just because of the root system is developing. So if you're able to get that material on at a very targeted approach, you're able to probably reduce rates. It's just that when we have this little bit of a shotgun approach because of the way the irrigation system is, we tend to have to apply a little bit more nitrogen in order to maximize tree growth.
So you're seeing that, like we often think with any nutrient or with water, that there is this response curve, that you have an increasing growth response with an increasing application that levels off at some point and then that actually arches downward and you can get some negative effects from an over-application. And most of that you've seen from applying too much at a single time, that you can have some phytotoxicity and other issues.
Yeah, there's two sides to that growth curve. So one, there's probably just so much nitrogen the tree can pull into its tissues and store. To give you an idea, when we look back of just some of the nitrogen work that Patrick Brown did in mature trees, he suspected that to be somewhere around, 25 to 30 to 40 pounds per acre. So when you think of it that perspective, 30 to 40 pounds per acre of a growth requirement of nitrogen, when we look at 4 ounces applied to the across the season on a modern spaced orchard, and we're taking in use efficiency or application efficiency, we quickly realize that, yeah, we're probably around 30 to 40 pounds of actual nitrogen per tree that's being pulled into it. And I think that holds true for the second year. And then when you get into the third year, probably the same number, but now you need to adjust for the crop. That is an aspect I think we need to do a little bit more, have a little bit greater understanding, is what are those demands really differing from the first to the second year and the second to the third year? my initial data suggesting no, it's not. It's a very similar rate from year one to year two. It's just once we get to year three, years four, years five, we need a growth requirement plus the crop requirement until we kind of hit that maximum growth within the orchard. Now, the other side is of that curve is if we over-apply, we can create toxicity. And if what we mean by that is nitrate being an anion, it can be pulled into the tree at a very rapid rate. And if it's hot and the tree needs a lot of water and the water has a lot of nitrate in it, it'll pull that material to the tree, it'll go to the new growth, and it actually can accumulate at a toxic level that will kill the limbs. And you tend to get this shepherd's crook associated with this burnt tip with the leaves. And when that happens, the tissue will die, the tree will push out buds from underneath and regrow, often with very green foliage. But we tend to lose a couple weeks of growth in that regard. So we want to avoid that. And the way to avoid that is making sure we're applying low amounts of nitrogen. So as what the old adage used to be, no more than an ounce of nitrogen per age of tree per application. So if it's a one-year-old tree, we don't want to exceed 1 ounce of nitrogen per application. If it's a two-year-old tree, we don't want to exceed 2 ounces of nitrogen per application. And I would even add on two-year-old trees, we probably want to apply a little bit less in the beginning of the season. And mainly because I tend to see uptake issues occur with that very first hot spell in May. And I think the reason that happens is there's a lot of residual nitrate in the soil, and that gets pulled in with the water and into the tree and you get the burn. So what I mean, where that residual nitrate came from, it's from that application in the first year of all that off-target applied nitrogen through the irrigation system. So now the tree has roots into it. We're applying nitrogen. There's nitrogen in the soil. It gets hot. We have water on the ground. Tree sucks it all up, and we tend to get a little bit of burn.
In some of your work, you found benefits to controlled release fertilizers, maybe pelletized dry material applied near the root zone by the tree instead of fertigating. Is that the case?
The work we did with controlled release was compared to granular fertilizer. We didn't actually compare it to fertigated on material. And a lot of us just didn't have the ability to set up a replicated study within the field to make sure everything's getting the same water, yada, yada, yada. So what we did is we applied the same amount of ounces of nitrogen per tree, but we put all the controlled release out at once. So I was looking at this more from a labor savings. So some people still like using granular on young trees because they can control it and get out a little bit of a blend, and it's, you know, sometimes can be reasonably priced or competitively priced, and they just don't want to inject for the risk of nitrate burn. So with that thought in mind, I said, well, that's okay, but the problem with going through and putting out 8 ounces of triple 15 on, every month, it's a lot of labor. So I thought, well, maybe we can look at controlled release as a product to offset that labor, to offset the cost of the price difference between controlled release or kind of timed release fertilizers. So we set up this experiment. We put out the same exact rates using a release, a slow release or controlled release fertilizer, and a regular comparative blended fertilizer. And we essentially found that the controlled release provided larger tree growth. And it has probably a lot to do with the fact it's just slowly putting out a little bit of more nitrate into that root zone with every irrigation. And with that every irrigation, the tree is getting a little bit of a shot, and it's pulling it up and it's giving it when it needs, instead of this kind of feast or famine approach where a lot of nitrate goes in. And then if it's below the root zone with the heavy water shot, because of the fertilizer gets washed down, it's going to be leached away and so forth. So it appears to show it's increasing our nitrogen use efficiency. Now, this method of controlled release is not much different than if we continually put a little bit of fertilizer into our water every time we fertigate. So let's look back at that 141 trees per acre, knowing that we need about 35 pounds of nitrogen for the year. And we want to split that into four applications, so we're going to go 9 pounds per application four times a year. So that would be roughly 3 ounces of UN32. But if we want to say, well, I want to put out the same amount, but I want to do more of a slower feed, we could go, one shot of 1 gallon of UN32 and doing that essentially 12 times a year. So we're doing that maybe weekly. We're putting out a little bit of nitrogen to keep that in that top part of the soil and be keeping it available to the tree. That's in essence what we're doing with controlled release. So instead of injecting that material every week or putting out that material constantly, we apply it once for the season and it washes into the root zone and gets picked up by the tree. It's a similar type strategy to that. And in some ways, I was kind of testing that idea of continual fertigation with nitrate by using the controlled release, and it seemed to provide the same response. And that was really based on some of the work that they do in Australia, where they constantly are feeding these trees because they're controlling the amount of nitrate that's going out through their irrigation control units.
Finally, it seems that when a grower or a PCA sees slow growth, stunted trees out in the orchard in that first or second leaf, the gut response is always to just pour on a lot more water and a lot more fertilizer. But we should be taking a little bit more of a nuanced approach, because depending on the condition, that could make things worse.
Yeah, so the number one tree killer in orchards is too much water. And it's been my experience, and it's no different than what we see in the landscape settings, and probably has been every farm advisor's experience. We often come out and trees are yellow, they're not growing thrifty, and the first thing we tend to do is dig a hole and see how wet everything is. And that's what I would encourage every farmer to do. If they see a yellow tree, the reason the tree is yellow may not be because of zinc deficiency, it may be because the soil is so saturated, it's rotting off the fine feeder roots, and they're not able to get the nitrogen or other nutrients up into the leaf tissue. So yes, it's always, 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 always dig a hole next to a tree that's yellow to see how wet things are. And if you don't know how wet that soil is, you don't know how it should be, then that's what you have agronomists and farm advisors for, to come out and help educate and understand what that percent saturation means to that tree. And of course, there's always the pressure chamber too, if you have that tool available. But generally, the difference between being too dry or too wet is just putting a shovel into the ground.
Anything else, David?
One aspect, we talked a lot about nitrogen rates, but we didn't talk about the type of nitrogen. And we also did this study where we compared calcium nitrate, potassium nitrate, ammonium sulfate, and urea, and looked at the effect of growth. And long story short, nitrogen is nitrogen. And you can use all the fancy products that you want, but nitrogen's nitrogen. And so keep it in the root system, keep it available to the roots. And that's what the product should be used for, is to help you maintain and keep it at targeted. We did find that when we did put calcium out, we ended up with more calcium in the tree. If we put potassium out, we found more potassium in the tree. But interestingly, if we put triple 15 out, we didn't see more phosphorus in the tree. So generally, we don't think phosphorus rates for young trees is very high. The other aspect is, keep in mind the source of nitrogen and how easy it is to keep it in the root zone. So one trial, we found that the nitrate treatments had lower tree growth than the urea-based treatments. And a lot of that had to do with how they were irrigating, and they were over-irrigating and washing that nitrate through the root system and essentially leaching it or placing it below the root system out of reach of the trees. So urea, which is a little bit slower to dissolve, tends to stick to the soil particles a little bit better, was able to stay more in reach of the root system and allowed more uptake in tree response associated with it.
Excellent. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you, Luke.
This has been Growing the Valley, a UCANR podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Phoebe Gordon.
And I'm your other host, Luke Milliron. You can learn more at growingthevalleypodcast.com.
I would like to thank my sister, Muriel Gordon, for kindly providing the theme music to this podcast.